The sixth parak starts out with Mishnah of talking about Kodshe Kadashim instead of shechting him in the northern part of the courtyard. Sheshachtan Barosh HaMizbeach, somebody shechted them on top of the very Mizbeach. Is that acceptable or not? Rabbi Yossi Omer Kilu Nishchatu Batzafon, regardless of where you shechted on top of the Mizbeach, even if it wasn't on the northern part of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi has the view that it is still considered Batzafon and it's an acceptable Shechita because the Shechita has to be done Batzafon. Anywhere on top of the Mizbeach is considered Batzafon based on a drash and a pasuk. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Machatzi Amizbeach v'latzafon katzafon. If you are on the northern side, northern half of the Mizbeach, so you would effectively cut the Mizbeach in half. If you're on the northern side of it, that is as if the Shechita was Batzafon and it's kosher. Machatzi Amizbeach v'ladarim. However, if you're on the southern side, the southern half of the Mizbeach, that's like Kadarim, that's like on the southern side, and that's not a kosher Shechita. Now we're going to talk about the Korban Mincha. So despite the fact that the shechita of the korbanos have to be betzafon when they're kodshei kadashim, the korban mincha, which was also kodshei kadashim, that did not have to be in the tzafon, the north of the azar of the courtyard. A menachos hayu nikmatzos b'chol makom ba'azar. You could do the kamitza and the korban mincha throughout the azar, even though it's kodshei kadashim. On the other hand, v'nachalim lifnim in a kalayim, when it came to eating them, you had to treat them like kodshei kadashim only within the curtains of the courtyard. Nizichrei chuna only by the may. Kohani, they could cook it as they desired, cook it, bake it. They had that day and that night thereafter, up until Chatzos, to eat the Korban Mincha. Mishnah Beis, we have talked about previously the locations of the Korbanos for the animals, the location for the Korban Mincha we just talked about in the prior Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about bird offerings. In fact, we're going to start with this Mishnah and we are going to talk about it throughout this Perek and the next Perek as well. So when it comes to the korbanos that are brought from birds, it comes in one of two flavors, either a korban chatas called the chatas haof, or the ola, which was the ola saof. So we're going to start talking about the chatas haof. An important information, there were three stages of bringing the chatas off. It started with the melika, which is effectively the shechita, but it's done by the thumbnail of the korban from the back of the neck. So that's the melika, and then the hazaah is the sprinkling of the blood, and then the mitzui is the squeezing, not the sprinkling of the blood, there's the squeezing of the blood against the mizbeach. So Mishnah Beis says as follows, chatas off. Haisa na'asis al keren dromit ma'aravit, the hazaa, that is indeed the second stage, and the third stage as well, this was done on the southwestern corner on the Mizbeach. Bechomakam haisa k'shera, the melika itself, that's the first stage, could be done throughout the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. However, when it came to the Hazah, and also the third stage, the Mitzvah, it had to be done at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And now we have a comment continuing that concept. And that southwest corner of the Mizbeach, it had three different uses. Below the chuta sikra that went in the middle of the Mizbeach, the divider, it was five amos above the ground. So there were three uses of the Mizbeach on the southwest corner below the chuta sikra, shlosha milamalan, and three other additional uses that were above the chuta sikra. Now we're going to list them. Milamatan, the three uses below the chuta sikra on the bottom half of the Mizbeach on the southwest corner, chatas haof. That is the hazaah and the mitzui of the chatas haof. That is the subject of this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. V'hagashos, when there was a korban mincha, before the kamitza was done on it, it was brought in a kikli sharis and touched to the Mizbeach on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Ushiyare hadam, when there was a korban chatas that was done outside on the outer Mizbeach, the leftover blood was poured on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach as well. That was all below milamalan and the three uses of the southwest corner above the chuta sitkra. Number one was nisuch hamayim that was done on Sukkis, v'hayayin, and the nisuch hayayin that was done at various times daily in the Beis HaMikdash, the olasof, we're not talking now about the chatasof is in our Mishnah, the olasof, which we will get to Emir Teshem, was not done on the southwest corner of the Mizbech, it was done on the southeast corner, but when there were too many Kohanim on the southeast corner, the overflow came to the southwest corner. So the olasof, Kashi Rabba, when there was a lot of olasof to do, there was a lot, overflow came by Mizrach, it was typically done in the Mizrach, but in the southeast, it came to the southwest corner. Mishnah Gimel. Kola olim la mizbeach olim derech yamin. Almost always, anyone who goes up the mizbeach would go up on the right side, that's the eastern side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, umakifin v'yordin derech smol. And what they would do is they would walk counterclockwise around the top of the Mizbeach till they got to the location they needed, and then they would continue off, do what they needed to do, and continue down derech smol, coming down on the western side, the left side of the Mizbeach. Chutz min ha'ole l'shoshet v'raymelu, the exception. Three exceptions are the ones that we listed in the prior Mishnah, when you need the southwest corner, because the southwest corner, if you would walk up the right side, you'd have to walk all the way around the Mizbeach. It would be the fourth corner that you get to, the last corner you get to. Accordingly, when you needed the southwest corner, you would be permitted to go against traffic, go up the left side of the ramp, and do what you need on the southwest corner, because it's right there, and then you would come right back down. So, chutz min ha'ole l'shoshet v'raymelu, the exception when you need the southwest corner, the three things that we listed in the prior Mishnah, shayu olim v'chozim le'ekev, they would go straight up on the left side and come right back down the same way. Mishnah Dalet, we're going to continue talking about the Chatas of Ketzer Haisanasis. We started talking about the Chatas of, there were three stages, the Malika, that's like the Shrita, the Hazaz, like a Zrika, and Mitzvah, the squeezing out of the blood against the Mizbeach. So how did you do it? So here's how it went. Hayamolek et rosha mimul arpa ve'enu mavdil. So the first stage was the Malika. You did it, the kohen did it with his thumbnail on the back of the neck, and you did not separate the head from the body. He would cut through only one of the windpipe or the food pipe, not both. If you cut through both, that would mean removing the head. So that's why it says enu mavdil. And then you went to the second stage, the hazah. On the southwest corner, he would then sprinkle the blood that was still in the bird, and he sprinkled it by shaking the bird onto the Mizbeach itself, southwest corner. And then stage number three, the mitzvah, is the squeezing the blood directly from the body of the animal onto the side of the Mizbeach, Shiarei Hadam, the leftover blood, Hayah Mitmatzeh, he did the Mitzvah al HaYesod, not exactly on the Yesod, he did it on the Mizbeach itself, and it would drip down to the base of the Mizbeach, Ein HaMizbeach el Adama, the Mizbeach only got the Dam of the Chatas off, with Kula L'Kohanim, and all the meat of the Chatas off was fed to the Kohanim. So we're going to see the actual opposite Mishnah with the Ola Sa'of. There are going to be many differences in how the Ola Sa'of is brought relative to the Chatas off. Major difference: the Chatas Ha'of was eaten, but the Ola is a Korban Ola, so the entire thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So Ola Sa'of Kesad Ha'isanasid, how do we do the Ola Sa'of? Another significant difference is that there weren't the three stages of the Malika, Hazah, and the Mitzvah, but just stage one and three, the Malika and the Mitzvah. So Ola Sa'of Kesad Ha'isanasid Ala Bekevesh Ufa'ala La'sova. Here, the coin did not go all the way up to the top of the Mizbeach, but he went to the Sovev that was six amos above the ground. It was a ledge that stuck out. It was an amma wide, and he would go there. He went up the ramp initially, and then where the Sovev came in, he would jut off to the right side to go to the Sovev. Balo lekeren drami mizrachit, and he came to the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, and he would do the first stage, Hayamolek et rosha mimul arpa, the same type of Malika that he would do, that we discussed in the past with the thumbnail, umavdil. But however, he would go through both the food pipe and the windpipe. In other words, the head would be removed from the body. And then he did the second stage. There are only two stages here with the olas of umematzah. He did the mitzvah, squeezing the blood, estamal kiar lemizeach. He would squeeze the blood from the body straight onto the wall of the mizbeach. Now that he has two parts, he has the head and he has the body of the Ola Sa'of, Natal Esarosh, he would take the head of the Korban, the Hikif base, Milika Solam Mizbech, and he would press, this is the Mitzvah, he would press the head part of it against the Mizbeach, and now the coin would go from, he's standing on the Sovev, he would walk back to the ramp and go from the ramp up to the top of the Mizbeach with the head of the Korban, Usfago B'melech, and he would saturate it with salt. The Pasuk tells us, HaKol Korban Chatakrivu Melech, you have to, whenever you have a Korban, you have to put salt on it, so he would saturate it with salt, Uzrako Gabe Eishim, and he would throw it onto the fire of the Mizbeach. And now, Baalo Lagufi would go back down for the body of the Korban, the Heisir Asamura, and he would remove certain internal parts of it. He would remove the crop, that's like an area that the food goes into before going to the stomach, so the food went to the crop, he would remove that, Vethanotza, and he would remove the feathers, Vespinei Ma'ayin, Yosimima, and he would remove the innards that would come off with the crop, they were attached, V'hishlichan lebeis hadashen, he would throw it to the beis hadashen, that was a place of where they threw the ashes or kept the ashes, near the eastern side of the ramp. So it was basically right below the area he was at. Throw the, this is like the garbage of the korban that was not put on the mizbeach. Shisa v'lo hivdil, and at this point he would take the carcass of the animal and he would tear the body open, but he was not permitted to break it in two. V'im hivdil kasha, but if he did break it in two parts, indeed it would still be kosher. And what he would do with the body, he'd go up back up to the top of the mizbeach, usfako mamelach, and he would saturate it with salt again. The second part of the bird, uzrako hagabe eshim, just like he did with the head of it, he does with the body, he throws it onto the fires of the mizbeach. Now, Mishnah Vav, we're going to talk about primarily the olasof, which we just discussed in the prior Mishnah. We talked about a lot of technicalities of what are required. What if he made mistakes? He made changes in what was required. So what we're going to see that fundamentally, if he did the mitzvah, if he brought the blood correctly, then any mistakes that are made thereafter are not going to invalidate the korban. But if it's made before the bringing of the blood on the mizbeach, that will, for the most part, invalidate the korban, the olas ha'ov. So lo heisir lo es hamura, if he did not remove the crop, v'lo es hanotzi, he didn't remove the fellers, v'lo es b'nei ha'ma'ayna yotzi ni'imayin, he did not remove the innards that were removed with the crop, or any of these, v'lo sfago b'melech, or he didn't saturate the head or the body with salt, or kol sheshina ba ma'achar shemitza es damakshir, or any other changes that he did after the mitzoy of the dam, that's the stage that he squeezes the blood against the mizbeach, that's like the zrika for an animal, that's this, the mitzoy for the ola sa'o, for the korbanos that are brought for birds. If any of those changes were made, because it's after the avoda of the blood, that's what matters. The avoda of the blood was done correctly. Any changes thereafterward, it's still going to be a kosher korban. Hivdil b'chatas. What happens if we're talking about back to Mishnah Dalet, the chatas off? He wasn't supposed to separate the head from the body, but what if happens if he did? Or when it comes to the ola, so if he was supposed to separate the head from the body, v'lo hivdil, and he didn't do it ba'ola. When it came to the ola, so if he didn't separate it, pasal, these are all changes that happened before the mitzvah adam, and accordingly, these changes would invalidate the korbanos. Back to the olas ha'of, mitzvah dam harosh. Again, we had two parts of the animal. We have the head and we have the body. Mitzvah dam harosh, v'lo mitzvah dam haguf psula. If he did the mitzvah, the squeezing of the blood from the rosh, from the head of the animal, but not from the body, that would be pasal because the majority of the blood is in the body. That's the most important part to do. So this is a change that's fatal to the bringing of this olas ha'of. However, mitzvah dam haguf, lo mitzvah dam harosh. However, if he did the mitzvah from the body, but he did not do the mitzvah from the head, that is going to be kosher k'sher. Mishnah Zayin is a fairly technical and complicated Mishnah. We are building on concepts that we saw in the first parak of Masechta and the second parak of the Masechta. Just to recap them, very important concepts. We said that if somebody brings a korban shelo lishma, you bring a korban, and for example, it is a korban shlamim, and you're thinking it's an ola. The korban is shelo lishma. It's being brought mistakenly for the wrong type of korban, but it's still going to be kosher. Still going to be kosher. However, it's not going to count for the person who's bringing that korban. He's going to have to bring another one, but it's a kosher korban. The two exceptions to the rule, the korban pesach and the korban chatas. If those are brought shelo lishma, they are not kosher. That is the psul of shelo lishma. That's the psul of shelo lishma. In addition, in the second parak, we talked about the psulim of shelo limkomo and shelo lizmano. And that what that means, if at during any of the steps of bringing the korban, the main steps of bringing the korbanos, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, zrika, if somebody had in mind shelo limkomo, he's thinking that I am going to eat this korban outside of where it's allowed to be eaten, or he has in mind that he is going to do the haktara, that's the burning of the innards of the animal that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, he's having in mind, I'm going to do it outside of the azor, outside the places where it's allowed to be done. That is a chutz limkomo psul, that is a psul of the animal. It does not cause it to be pigul, it does not cause somebody who eats the meat to have a chiyuv of karetz. On the other hand, a chutz lizmano psul, if the person is thinking at one of those four stages in the bringing of the korban, that I am going to eat this meat outside of the allotted time, or I'm going to do the haktara of the animal outside of the allotted time, that would be a pigul and a chiyuv of karis for who eats that. Now we are going to apply these concepts to the bird offering. So Mishnah Zayin says as follows, chatas ha'of, when it comes to the chatas of the oath that we have been talking about, Shemelaka Shaloli Shma. If you do it Shaloli Shma, so that means either you do the Melika or the Mitzvah Shaloli Shma. For example, it's a really a chatas, and you're having in mind, oh, this is an ola. Or mitza dama shalolishma, or if you did, not the malika, but the mitzui shalolishma. Or another example would be during either the malika or the mitzui, you had in mind a dual thought. You had in mind initially lishma, this is a chatas of, and it was. But then you thought shalolishma, then you had in mind, oh, this is an olas of, during the same stage, during the malika or the mitzui, you had these dual thoughts. Or you reversed it, shalolishma v'shlishma psula, or you reversed it and you had shalolishma and then lishma, it is going to be puzzle. So indeed, that is the din when it comes to, as we mentioned before, when it comes to a korban chatas. The two exceptions to the rule, a shalolishma is typically, as we said, if you have a korban and you bring it shalolishma, it's typically going to be kosher with the exception of a pesach or a chatas. And if you have a psul shalolishma in mind with the korban chatas, which is the chatas of we are discussing right now, it is indeed going to be puzzle. On the other hand, olas of, if you have shalolishma on a korban ola, like that's the default, that the psul of shalolishma is not going to invalidate the korban, it's going to be ksheiro, bivad shalol al salabalim, it's going to be a kosher animal, kosher korban, but it will not count for the baal who's bringing it, he has to bring another korban. So that is the psul of shalolishma as applies to our bird offerings, and we see it's the same as the animal offerings. It's going to totally invalidate when we have a korban chatas, but it's not going to invalidate the olas ha'of. Continuing, we are now going to talk about the psulim of Perek Beis, that's the chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano, and an important point to add on, when it comes to the olas ha'of and the chatas ha'of, an ola, as we mentioned earlier in the Perek, an ola is a korban ola. None of it is eaten. The entire thing is brought on the mizbeach. That's the haktara. There's no achila. There is a haktara. And when it comes to the chatasof, it's the reverse. It's eaten, but none of it is done, put on the mizbeach, so there's no haktara. So that is going to be important as we talk about the various psulims that ola sof, again, only haktara of it, no achila. So you can't have in mind a chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano idea, intention on the achila of an ola sof, because there is no achila. It can only be on the haktara. And when it comes to the chata sof, you can only have in mind a chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano intention on the achila, because the chatas is eaten, but there's no haktara. So echad chatas sa'of, echad ola sa'of. So this applies both to the chatas sa'of and the ola sa'of. Shemalakan, if you did the malika, or v'shemitza daman, or you did the mitzvah of the dam, lecho davar shadarko lecho, laktir davar shadarko lehaktir. And we're talking about when it comes to the chatas sa'of, if you have in mind, I'm going to eat something that is typically eaten, that only applies to the chatasov, because the chatasov is eaten, and there's no haktara. And conversely, lahakti davar shadakto lahakir, if you have in mind, you're going to do the haktara on an olasov. The olasov, you do the haktara. Now you have in mind, I'm going to do the haktara on a part that is typically, there's haktara done to it, but you had in mind chutz limkomo, pasul ve'im bokar. So the psul is chutz limkomo, just as we saw by an animal, that is going to invalidate the korban, but it's not going to be chiyuv karis if somebody ate it. It is not a pigul. A chutz limkomo doesn't make a pigul. It makes it pasul, but not a pigul. There's no karis. Chutz lizmano, however, if you had in mind the chutz lizmano, either during the malika or during the mitzvah of one of these animals, a chutz lizmano, that is going to bring it to be a pigul, and if somebody would eat the meat, v'chayavim alav karis, el chiyuv karis. But we have the major condition. We saw this in a prior parak beis. Ubilvad sheyikrav hadam kemitzvah. So this concept of chutz lizmano, that it makes a pigul, that is only on the assumption, on the requirement, that there were no other psulim that were done when this korban was brought. So ubilvad sheyikrav hamatir, the matir is the dam. As long as the dam was brought correctly and there was only a psul of chutz lizmano, then it's going to be pigul. But if there are other psulim also involved, then it's not going to be a pigul. So ketzad karav hamatir kemitzvah. So what does that mean? That the dam was brought correctly with the exception of only of a chutz lizmano, no other psulim. So we have three examples of this. Malak pishtika, if you did the malika with no bad intentions. Shtika, quietly, par flats, no ksul, umitz adam chutzlizmana. You did the second stage of the mitzvoy, and that was a chutzlizmana. Or the reverse of that. Example number two, oshamala chutzlizmana, the malika, that had a chutzlizmana psul, umitz adam shtika, or the second stage of the mitzvoy was no psul. Or number three, oshamalak umitz adam chutzlizmana, or you both the malika and the mitzvoy, you had in mind a chutzlizmano, ze shekarav hamater kimitzvah. So this is what we're talking about, that the only psul that existed was a chutzlizmano. There were no other psulim. And accordingly, this is going to make this animal, the bird offering, a pigul, that if somebody ate it, they would be chayev karis. And now we're going to give examples of ketzal lo karav hamater kimitzvah. So when are there times that it wasn't a simply chutzlizmano, but there were also a chutzlimekomo thought involved as well. So now we're going to have some examples of this. Malak chutzlim komo, if the malika, the first stage was a chutzlim komo psul, umitza adam chutzlizmano, and the second stage, the mitzvah, was chutzlizmano, or the reverse of that. Osha malak chutzlizmano, the malika, the first stage was chutzlizmano, umitza adam chutzlim komo, and the second stage, the mitzvah, was chutzlim komo. And many take out the next few words, and now we're going to give examples of the chatas of. Again, the chatas of can have a psul of shalolishma. The olas of doesn't, but when we have a korban chatas, based on the first parak, we saw that if somebody brings a korban chatas shalolishma, thinking it's a ola, for example, then that is going to be a psul on that chatas. So we're going to apply that to the chatas of, and we're going to have two examples as well when you have not only a chutz lizmana, but also a shalolishma psul on a chatas of. So first example, shemalaka shalolishma. You did the first stage, the malika shalolishma, thinking it's not a chatas of, but it's an ola, and the second stage, the mitzvah, was the chutzlizmano, or the reverse of that, oshemalaka chutzlizmano, the chutzlizmano came first on the malika, umitzadama shalolishma, and the mitzvah, the second stage, was shalolishma, and there are those that take out the next few words, zehu shalok harav hamater kimitzvah. So these are examples of when it wasn't a simple chutzlizmano psul, because there were other psuls, either a chutzlimkomo, a shalolishma, also in addition to the chutzlizmano, accordingly, this would not make the animal a pigul. It'd be pasul, but it wouldn't be a pigul. And now we're going to continue talking about the chatas of. The chatas of, again, is something that was eaten. And we are going to talk about when somebody has these dual thoughts, a shalolishma v'lishma, for example, these dual thoughts, or the chutzlimkomo, chutzlizmano, at the same stage. In other words, before we were talking about when you had a psul at one stage and a different psul at the other stage. One was at the malika and one was at the mitzvah. Now we're saying during the malika itself or during the mitzvah itself, there were dual thoughts, two dual psulim. So accordingly, lechol kazayis bachutz v'kazayis lemachar. If somebody had in mind, I'm going to eat a kazayis chutzlim komo, that's bachutz. And also I'm going to have a kazayis chutzlizmano. So these are dual thoughts at the same stage of bringing it. Kazayis lamachar, kazayis bachutz. So the reverse of that, the kazayis is going to be the chutz lizmano, and then the chutz mikomo. Kachatzi zayis bachutz, kachatzi zayis lamachar. If you had a half a kazayis, that's going to be in chutz limkomo, and a half a kazayis that's going to be chutz lizmano. In other words, you need a kazayis for a shear, but here, because he's thinking eating it, it's going to be half a kazayis, one psul, and half a kazayis, another psul. Because it's both eating, we're going to combine the half a kazayis and half a kazayis to be one kazayis, and he has dual psulim. It's not only a chutz lizmano, so it's not going to be a pigul. Kachatzi zayis lemachar v'chatzi zayis bachutz. So that's just a reverse to the order. Psul ve'ein bo karis. This is a psul. The korban is psul, but there's no karis because there were dual thoughts, even though it was within the same stage of the avoda, during the malik or during the mitzvah, it doesn't matter, it's still dual thought, so it's not a pure chutz lizmano, so it's not going to be a chiyuv of karis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the number of the circumstances, number of the cases that we just brought. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the view, Zakal, this is the principle that I hold by, imachsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves hamakom pigo v'chayavim alav karis. You just look at the first thought. You don't look even whether it's in the same stage, or it's at different stages. I just care what's the first thought that the person has. If the first thought that he has, the first psul, is a chutz lizmano, even if afterward there's a dual, there's another thought, if during the same stage or a different stage, it doesn't matter. It's a pigul, and there's a chiyuv karis for the one who eats the meats. In other words, he's of the view, Rabbi Yehuda's of the view, tfas lashon rishon, the first thing is what will dictate whether the type of psul. If the chutz lizmano came first, indeed, that is going to be a pigul. machshavas hamakom kamad machshavas hazman. However, if the machshava, the wrong intention, the psul, the first psul, was the chutzli mekomo, not a chutzli mzmano, it's pasul, certainly going to be pasul, ve'ein bo karis, is going to be no karis. The chachamim or the tanakama, they are of the view, zev is a pasul, ve'ein bo karis, both circumstances, chutzli mekomo, chutzli mzmano, whatever order it comes in, it doesn't matter, as long as there are dual thoughts during the same stage, on different stages, it's psul, but it is not a pigul until you have a chutz lizmano the entire time, or only a chutz lizmano at one stage, and no other psulim at the other stages. And indeed, the rest of the Mishnah, the Meforshim, take out, because it's not applicable, it talks about, can you have a half a kazayis, if the psul is having in mind, a half a kazayis for haktar and half of a kazayis for achila, do those combine to half a kazayis and a half a kazayis? And they don't combine, because we don't combine a half a kazayis of achila and a half a kazayis of haktar. But the reason why the Meforshim take this out is because it could never happen because that you have a half a kazayis of eating and a half a kazayis of haktar, or even more, a full kazayis on the same korban when it's in a bird offering, because the chatasa of is eaten and the olasa of we do the haktara too, and you never have the one of them that you have both eating and haktara. So this would never happen when it comes to a bird offering, but it was applicable indeed when it came to the animal offerings.